USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for the family of the El Paso shooting suspect say his mom called police because she was worried about him owning the gun that authorities say the 21-year-old eventually used to murder 22 people at a Walmart last Saturday. The lawyer is saying that it was a purely informational call that she made to police in Allen, expressing concerns about him owning the gun considering his age and maturity level. A Texas public safety officer told her that because her son was 21, he was legally allowed to own the gun. In California, four people dead in Orange County after a man goes on a robbing and stabbing spree last night. A police spokesman says he is now in custody.
But he does have a criminal history. He has been arrested before, but I don't know what that criminal history is right now.
NFL preseason starts in earnest tonight with 11 games, and this is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An immigration sweep by the feds, arresting about 680 people at 7 Mississippi work sites. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
ICE carried out search warrants at the sites seeking undocumented immigrants and evidence related to federal crimes. The agents interviewed, photographed, and fingerprinted those who were arrested before processing them for removal from the U.S. and transporting them to an ICE facility in Louisiana. Pico Foods facilities in the Canton, Bay Springs, and Sebastopol areas were among the sites included in the searches. Pico issued a statement saying the company was fully cooperating with authorities in the investigation and navigating a potential disruption of operations.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham urging swift action after what he calls a chilling report from the Defense Department saying that ISIS cells are resurging in Syria. The South Carolina lawmaker tweeting that the White House needs to address that threat immediately. And this is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fitness brands SoulCycle and Equinox trying to distance themselves from Stephen Ross, the chair of a company that owns both of them. That's because of a planned re-election fundraiser that Ross is holding for President Trump tomorrow. The news of the fundraiser drawing calls for a boycott of those brands, including by celebrity customers from Chrissy Teigen to Billy Eichner, the two companies issuing a joint statement saying they in no way endorse the fundraiser, calling Ross a passive investor who's not involved in the management of either of those brands. The parent company of Sears announcing it's closing 25 more Sears and Kmart locations by October. Transform Company issuing a statement saying that 20 Sears and 5 Kmarts face a number of challenges, are facing a number of challenges, trying to return to profitability in a weak retail environment. Sears is still trying to emerge from bankruptcy by transforming itself into a smaller boutique style chain. The company says liquidation sales will begin on or about August 15th. It says Sears Auto Centers at the locations would close by the end of this month. And free agent Colin Kaepernick says he still wants an opportunity to play NFL football. And find us online at USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.